Welcome everybody to That's a Freebie. I'm Diggy, and this week I'm going to have a quick update on me, and we're going to look at some common misconceptions in a new section called, well, common misconceptions. I couldn't think of a clever name for that section. So, yeah, but as usual, I am going to open up with an Ask a Freebie question. This week's question came from somebody called Todd. So, hello Todd, thanks for listening. And the question is, what do you think of the new Taylor Swift album? I'm probably going to disappoint a lot of people right now because the truth is I could not care any less about the new Taylor Swift album. It's not necessarily that I don't like Taylor Swift. I don't really like music in general. There's not much music that I tend to listen to. And if I do, it always tends to be music that I have always listened to. I'm not very good at finding new music and I suppose sticking with it or even trying it out, really. I'm more of a listen to audiobooks, listen to podcasts kind of person, really. So sorry to disappoint there, but yeah, I don't really have much feelings on it. I haven't even listened to it. I probably should listen to it because I did hear that there were like a bit of an AI controversy with it, but I think that was more just people picking at things, really, from what I can gather. I don't know. I'd like to listen just to see if there's anything that, you know, sticks out or anything like that, but I don't think there is. Being poorly for the last few weeks as well, I haven't really spoken to many people, so I haven't actually had a chance to get opinions off other people and just find out what people actually think about it. All I'm seeing is the stuff that's in the news. And, well, you know, we all trust. Well, no, hang on. We don't trust. We all know not to trust what's in the news, don't we? Anyway, play that theme tune.
Sit back, relax, unless you're driving. It's time for That's a Freebie.
Nothing much has happened this week. Pretty similar to last week, really. I'm still having the issues with my chronic urticaria that I've been going through. If anything, it's only gotten worse. I'm not as tired as I was, which is good. Because I did reduce the medication that I was on because I was taking so much of it and it wasn't making a difference anyway. So I ended up just naturally reducing it. And I have since then been to the doctor and the doctor thinks there's a possibility that I might now have developed an intolerance to the medication that I've been taking because I've been taking it for so long. It's been about 6 years now, I think. It might even be more like eight. I can't actually remember. I know it's been a long time. It's been at least 6 years. So the doctor has suggested going cold turkey, I suppose, for lack of a better term. That's not the term the doctor used. Well, not quite. What's actually happening is as of Monday, I've been reducing the medication bit by bit each day. And come Friday evening, I'm trying to remember the time frame now. Yeah, come Friday evening, I'll not be taking any more. Which I'm actually quite terrified about. And then on Monday evening or Tuesday morning, I suppose, I will potentially then be starting it again, but a different combination of it than what I've been having previously. By next week, I will probably have an update on whether I'm actually functional or not. So that would be good to know, I suppose. I will have far more stories once I'm able to leave the house. I mean, obviously I can leave the house, but I don't like walking down the street looking like I do right now because I'm either covered in red blotches everywhere or my face is swollen beyond recognition. It's kind of one or the other. There are periods in between where it doesn't happen, but not very much. So, yeah, I'm not really good to look at right now, which is why there's not going to be a video version of this week's episode and probably for the coming weeks. I'm actually considering, should probably mention it really, I'm actually considering stopping the video versions of the podcast. Now, I'm not going to stop recording the video. I'll still record the video because it does it anyway by default when I record. So there's not really a reason to stop recording altogether. And I can still use it for shorts and things like that. But I'm actually considering stopping uploading the video, like the full video episodes to YouTube. The reason being is no one watches them. There's probably maybe one, maybe two views every week of the video. And the audio versions of them on YouTube actually get more listens than the video does. So I'm actually considering stopping and maybe just sticking with the shorts. It takes me a little bit of extra time to make the video versions, and I don't know if it's 100% necessary. It's not something I've made a decision on yet, so I'll have a think about it and we'll see. Let's take a look at an AI question of the week. This week's question, once again, was generated by Perplexity AI. It is actually getting harder and harder to get questions out of these AIs because they're repeating themselves a lot lately. And it's always the same stuff. It's always, if you were stuck on a desert island, who are the three people that you would have dinner with? And I'm like, okay, you've just amalgamated like several questions all into one there that you've already asked. So yeah, it is actually getting harder and harder to get these to generate, but I'm going to keep trying. I do like the idea of it still. It's not going away. But that's not the question this week. The question that it actually did come up with eventually that I chose to use because it was one that's not asked before is, what's the most embarrassing song or artist on your music playlist? The reason I picked this one actually was because of the Taylor Swift question at the start. I just thought they went well together. Like I said previously, I only listen to the same artists over and over. Like, I listen to, don't judge me, but I listen to like Queen, Paramore, U2, I can't even say Texas, Garbage, all sorts of bands like that, I suppose. I do, you know, very few things I throw in. I tend to, more often than not, if I've got music on, it's because I want it as background music rather than I'm listening to and enjoying music. So it's usually like lo-fi hip-hop playlists or something like that. It's very few things that I listen to for enjoyment when it comes to music, apart from one album. And it really is quite sad. And I don't mind admitting it to you all. It's an album called Once More With Feeling. And it is the soundtrack to the musical episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I've probably mentioned this before, is still the greatest TV show that was ever made. And there was an episode of it that was a musical episode, and they actually released an album of the songs on that episode. And that is the most listened to album in my music library. Every now and then I get the urge to listen to it, and it's probably two or three times a year, and I'll just listen to it like on repeat for the next week or so. And yeah, that is my, I suppose, guilty pleasure, embarrassing song, whatever you want to call it. That is the one. Let's take a look at some common misconceptions. This is a new section. I did mention it previously. I found an article when I was doing the research for the Wikipedia section from last week, whose name fails me now. WikiSpeaks. Wow, I couldn't remember that then. And I found a section on common misconceptions. And there's a lot of them. And a lot of them are interesting. Some of them are not that interesting, but there are quite a lot. I've got three of them for you today, all food related. I will always try and have a bit of a theme with them if I can. So these ones are all food related. And well, let's jump in. So the first one, and this one did surprise me. I thought this was not the case. Searing meat doesn't seal moisture in the meat. In fact, it causes it to lose some moisture. Meat is seared to brown it to affect its color, flavor, and texture. Genuinely, always thought that the reason you seared your meat first was to keep the moisture in. Turns out, that's not the reason. This next one tells me that one of my all-time favorite movies lied to me. Twinkies, an American snack cake, generally considered to be junk food, have a shelf life of about, wait for it, 45 days, despite the common claim that they remain edible for decades. Twinkies, with only sorbic acid as an added preservative, normally remain on a store shelf for 7 to 10 days. Well, there you go. Zombieland lied to us. And the final common misconception for this week is, with the exception of some perishables, properly stored foods can safely be eaten past their expiration dates. The vast majority of expiration dates in the United States are regulated by state governments and refer to food quality, not safety. The use-by date represents the last date the manufacturer warrants the quality of their product. Well, you learn something new every day. I mean, I have always been a stickler for sell-by dates. I don't eat things past the sell-by date. Purely because I didn't want to get sick. I get sick quite easily anyway, as I've mentioned before, so I always try and avoid things that could make me poorly where possible. My wife, on the other hand, is the complete opposite. My wife is the kind of person where if she pulls a piece of bread out of the bag and there's a bit of mould on it, she'll just cut away the mould and carry on. And I'm like, oh, nope, can't do that. Whereas if I know that bread's been there for a few days, I can't even eat it, even if it looks okay. Like, to me, there's a smell to it. There's a feel to it. I don't know. I'm very picky with food and its perishableness, I suppose, is probably not the right word to use, but I'm using it anyway. This week's gripe of the week is a funny one, really, because I actually do agree with what they're doing, but at the same time, it annoys me. So, you know, reconcile that how you will. It's charity door knockers. Now, if you don't know what I mean the people that come and knock on your front door and ask for money for a charity. Now, completely get charities need money. They absolutely do. And some of them are great causes, some of them not so great causes. But what I don't like is the tactics that they use. As you might have guessed, we had one knock on the door this week. I have noticed we get a lot of charity knockers, like weekly. However, I'm usually not in when they knock, so it's not a big problem. But obviously being in over the last few weeks, I've seen them more often. Now, for the most part, I've been flat out, so it's been good. I've missed them. There was one that knocked several times over the course of the day. I missed it a couple of times because I was flat out. I saw back on the camera that they'd been knocking on the door. And they knocked on the door later the day at 8 o'clock at night. I couldn't believe it, right? So the kids were just getting ready for bed and they were ready to go upstairs. Door goes, charity knocker is at the door collecting for, I'm not going to name the charity, it doesn't matter. And just the tactics that they use is very much, they don't ever ask you. They talk at you. They say things like, yeah, I'm sure you wouldn't like this to happen. I'm sure you wouldn't like that to happen. I can't really say without giving away what the charity was, really. And then they got the kids involved, started talking to the kids about stuff. And I'm like, well, it's very clever, very, very clever. We ended up signing up for like £20 a month, I think it was, to give to this charity. Now, I don't mind them knocking on the door. I don't mind them asking, but they take so long. Like, I'm like, I feel like saying, look, I know why you're here. just give me the form or go away, whichever. Like, the person was so nice and I genuinely found it really hard to say no to them. And obviously that's the point. That's how it works. And it worked really, really well. But I really struggled to say no. Like, usually I say, can I just stop you there? Genuinely not interested. See you later. And I'll close the door. Like, I try not to be rude, but this one just, I completely got hooked. It was because of the involvement of the kids. I couldn't turn around and say to the kids, get in. We're not talking to this person. So anyway, it happened. That's my gripe, is the way they do it. You know, what I would prefer, and again, I get why they don't do this, because they wouldn't get as many donations, but I think they'd have less of a bad reputation, is if they knocked on the door, gave you the information, left you with the information and a QR code that you scan and then fill it out, and then give you the opportunity to actually think about it and do it later. Because there are some where they knock on the door and I'm like, yes, I absolutely do want to give to that cause. I didn't even know it was a charity. That kind of thing. But no, not in this situation. Just want to take a moment to say thank you to everybody who listens and downloads this podcast every single week. You really do make a difference. You can make an extra difference by heading over to your favorite podcast player, you know, the one that you're listening to this episode in right now, and leaving a review. That would make a huge difference. You leave a review, you give a star rating, which is obviously 5 stars, because what else would it be, right? No, obviously, you review whatever you want to review, but it will make a huge difference. It helps me get boosted in the algorithm. It helps me get to more people, and makes a huge difference to everything that I'm doing. Lets me know that it's worth it. And then if you really want to help, you can head over to YouTube and you can do the same thing there. Just like the video. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel if you want. All kinds of things. You know what to do. I'm not telling you anything that nobody else has ever told you before, but it really would make a difference. This week's pick of the week is a TV show. Now, I know what you're thinking. Fallout has just been released. So I'm obviously going to be suggesting everybody go and watch Fallout. Well, yes, that is true. But that isn't actually the pick of the week. That is not the TV show. The TV show is an emotional roller coaster. It's great for the whole family. And it is, of course, Bluey. If you haven't watched Bluey, go and watch Bluey. I'm not saying anything more. I'm not telling you what it's about. I'm not going to tell you anything. Just go and watch it. It's on Disney Plus in the UK. I imagine it's on Disney Plus everywhere else as well. I'm not sure. Search for it. I'm sure you'll find it. But yeah, go and watch Bluey. Even if you don't have children, just go and watch Bluey. It's totally worth it. Each episode is 8 minutes long. Go and give it a watch. You'll love it. I promise. And to end the show this week, I'm going to just tell you a little bit of a story that I read about some Vikings. It was when I was doing some research for the Wikipedia stuff. There's a Viking who was known as Rudolf the Red. He was a warrior, and he was known for, well, he's absolutely like violent outbursts. Essentially, he was a Viking. Violent outbursts, lots of drinking, that kind of stuff. But there's records of like the travels that he and his family went on. And there's a recorded conversation, and it was such an interesting conversation that I thought I'd share it. So the Viking warrior, Rudolf the Red, and his wife were on a stroll. Now, I imagine a stroll probably means a long, arduous journey. Rudolf looked up at the sky and he said, "We should be fast. There's a storm coming." And his wife said, "How do you know?" And he replied, "Rudolf the Red knows reindeer."